It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB now, and Billy.
Before we get this man on, I just need to play a little bit of audio that I think will set the scene nicely.
Oh, here we go.
I just love the Tigers. I really love the Tigers. Just the way they all dug in. They all put up their hand and go straight in. Yeah, they went back. And just got into it and did it. And it was, they got the job done. Well done, everybody. Everyone back to my place.
That's a nice and pissed Mick Malloy post-2017, and he joins us now. Mick, welcome.
Well, it won't be everyone back to my place this year. It'll be me in a friggin' bubble, buddy.
Sucked
I
in.
I choose that wisely. Could be Rico. Who knows? yeah, it's a different vibe, isn't it, boys? I'm looking out now. I'm looking at the town. It's like a ghost town. The MCG's lying dormant. What the hell is going on?
What a nuffy. What a fair dickum nuffy that was, that stuff carrying on like that.
Well, it's interesting you say that because we've also got some post-2007 audio. Rabbits hit it, please.
I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to Johnson. I've had the team.
Oh, Mick, have a listen to him.
You should know better. You're a professional, mate. I'm just an enthusiastic amateur.
Yes, I know. A bit emotional, mate, but all that. Now, tell us, Mick, what's going to happen? Because the Cats have got the mojo back. They're coming. They'll do it for Danger. They'll do it for Gazza, for Harry. There's a lot of great stories there.
They've been training hard. I heard they've been running laps around you all week. So, you know what? They might do it for Gary. They'll do it for Ablett. You know, it'd be great to see one of the all-time Gold Coast greats be seen off at the end of a stellar career. It's just been him. I think of Gary.
Who? Tom Lynch. You're talking about Tom Lynch.
Hey, how dare you? Hey, yeah. How's Tom Lynch, by the way? He's everyone's hero now. Everyone hated him. He goes and pats a little kid on the head and bang, you're back.
A lesson to be learned from that. Hey,
just quickly on Tom Lynch, how was that? So they hate him over there in Port. So he plays the game. He gets into the game. Port fan chucks a bourbon and coke over Lynch. And you know how much they hate him because it was full. That's a week's wage. Unbelievable. What about Hawkins? I'm sorry, Mr. Hawkins. Have a buttermenthol and get out there.
Mick, what about Ash Barty, please? Now, you've got, were you to win? Ash, the number one tennis player in the world, hands the silverware over. You happy with this?
Not really, no. I would have gone with the local boy, Bernard Tomic. he knows the Gold Coast. He can get everyone into Hollywood Playmates afterwards. It's just a missed opportunity. Either that or Wally Masseur. I would have Wally Masseur I'd go with or Mark Edmonds.
Bernard could have done some burnouts in his sports car.
That's right.
Afterwards.
No, she'll do a good job. It's very exciting times. I wish I was up there, but I'm not. Anyway, there you go.
Where will you watch it, Mick?
I'll probably watch it from the Frankston Police Station. Man, I'm watching it at home with one of my mates, but pretending that we're there. I'm quietly confident. I haven't got my premiership tattoo, did I tell you that?
No.
It's a tramp stamp. I got a tramp stamp this year. When I bend over. Hello, girls.
Imagine that when he bends over the crack.
Oh, yeah.
I got myself in trouble again, boys, shooting my big mouth off. So I'd forgotten all about this. So you know how last year I got the chole?
Yes.
So apparently when on the show this year when I revealed the chole, I've said in a fit of madness, when I didn't remember this, and if I really have to get, I'll go the full KB.
Oh, no.
Shave and comb over. Can't even remember saying it, and now it's popping up everywhere. So I might have boxed myself into a corner here. I don't know quite what to do. Maybe I'll get it in the downstairs department.
What Bill's look would be. If you let it grow one side, Bill, you could do a beautiful comb-over.
Well, Mick would need a lawnmower, a whippersnipper down there. Imagine,
be a two-man job for Jim's mowing. What happened to Half Cat, mate, you ruthless pricks? You got rid of Half Cat.
Yeah, what did you do that for, Fat?
Well, he couldn't get up to Queensland, mate. He couldn't quarantine, that's all.
Oh, so that's it. You just take him out and whack him, do you?
He was in the Cremorne last night having a palmy and a beer. I felt a bit sorry for him, so I went and bought him a beer.
I saw him sleeping at a bus stop last night.
Will you stop talking about Half Cat? There's a lot of other things going on than Half Cat, my friend.
You're watching it. You'll be down in Geelong having a beer like a civilised person, would you?
I am. Well, we're allowed to have a beer down here. We'll be 10 indoors. We'll have 70 outdoors, all cheering for the mighty Cats. And if the Cats win it, I'm going to have a Gary Ablett. I'm going to have a Gary Ablett haircut. There you go.
You look like Uncle Fester. Mate, that's a good thing to do.
You got any mirrors at home? Fair dinkum.
Mate, you know what I worry about? I worry about Swan Street. Okay, if they...
Oh, yeah.
How do you social distance in Swan Street with 10,000 Richmond supporters if they win a grand final? You tell me.
No.
Cop that, Dan.
Well, you need to do, Mickey, is put the push-up king down one end, and that'll keep the constabulary away, and everyone behind him can enjoy themselves.
I like your thinking.
How have you gone, Mick, without the pubs? Because never. When I think of Melbourne pubs, I think of Mick Malloy.
Oh, mate. So I've been sighted walking around Richmond, just peering in the window of empty pubs, quietly crying to myself. I'm the only victim I can think of that's just been deprived of beer in a bar. It's incredible. I can't wait for it to be over. You know, you won't see me. Don't get between me and a pub when this lockdown's over, or you'll be mowed down. I tell you. So. I tried to get up. It's too late, isn't it? You can't get up to Goldie now, can you?
No. You probably could. You could land somewhere and get Tom Hanks to get you in or something.
What's that supposed to mean, mate? Well, you're saying I'm not a man of the people.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you are not a man of the people. You get a helicopter, wouldn't talk to anyone, sit up in the box with a glass.
I weighed it up. It's either, if you go up there, it's either for grand final or schoolies week. I don't think you can do both, so I think I'll keep it for schoolies week, and we'll see what happens after that. I'm very excited.
There's a suite left still on the Lady Princess or whatever that boat is out in the water.
Ruby Princess.
You get on that, Mick.
Oh, mate, I would do it. Well, what about the Carlton Draft Balloon, Billy? Remember the big Carlton Draft Balloon? We could get in that.
We should both get in that. I said, except it might crash land before it gets to the Gabba.
Wouldn't get over the U-Yanks.
It'd be interesting if we had to lose someone, wouldn't we? Keep it in the air. Where would you land it? Would you land it on the ground or the Pink Flamingo?
Yeah, and hit Eddie on the way out.
I love it. Hey, boys, good luck, both of your clubs. We hope it's a great game and we hope the best team wins.
Yeah.
Hey, what about this? I know it's the only seriously I'll say. Well, how good a sporting town are we?
Yeah.
You got your Melbourne Storm, your Melbourne Vixen, you got Geelong and Richmond. It's a shit year. 2020 has been a load of crap. Yeah. But everyone, 100 days, all in hubs, going about the business. It gives you something, doesn't it? It gives you a little lift, gives you a little feel. So, good luck, Billy. Good luck, everyone. Go, Tigers. See you on the other side.
Front bar, 8:30 tomorrow night, 7 Network, of course, Mick, Sam and Birrarung Ma. Andy Lee's going to be involved as well. A big grand final edition.
Good on you, boys.
Well done, Mick.
See you, Mickey boy.